Good morning, good people. I'm Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're talking with Congressman David Scott about his upcoming health fair. Congressman David Scott, welcome.
Thank you so much, Ms. Primus. I appreciate you having me on. And let me also thank you and WCLK. You guys are helping promote the health fair. We couldn't do it without our media partners. And not only have you done it this time, you've been with us each year. We've been doing this for 15 years, and WCLK has been right there with us. We appreciate you, and I know the community does, because we're doing two things here. We're saving lives, and we're doing God's work. So thanks to WCLK for your help.
Well, we are always glad to help because, as you mentioned, this is an opportunity for citizens in our community to get free health screenings.
Absolutely. And let me just say this. It is so important now. I want everybody to listen to me very carefully. We are now in a very precarious position in terms of the health care of our nation. With the recent Supreme Court nomination, the court is tilting far to the extreme right, and they have the Affordable Health Care Act right in its targets, and particularly the pre-existing conditions benefit that is in there could very well be removed. What does that mean? It means that if you come to the health fair and we find out through our breast care examinations, which we have, and we've done it for 15 years, and they find something there, then that's labeled a pre-existing condition, and you're no longer covered with that benefit. That's why it is so important that everybody that you can help get there, get to this health fair, and get examined, not only for the breast cancer, but for AIDS. AIDS is now the leading cause of death of our African-American women of childbearing age. And that's a pre-existing condition. But you'll be covered. We will also have the officials of the Affordable Care Act there so that you can get the coverage. Dr. Rosbart Phillips is the noted breast cancer physician. She has been my partner for many years, for each of the 15 years. And we average about a little over 500 women that come through there. And we also have what we call the mobile mammogram unit. So if you're examined and they find a lump or something, then you will be going right to the mammogram unit to make sure everything is all right. And if it's not all right, the health insurance people will be there. The physicians will be there, so that we'll be able to help you take care of that. So that's why this is so important to get to Monday's Mill High School, Saturday, August the 11th. And Monday's Mill High School is right there in Jonesboro, in Clayton County. It's on Fayetteville Road, and you can't miss it. Get there early. The other thing I want to say is bring the whole family, because we'll have free examinations for dental, for vision, for all of that. We have the doctors there to do the prostate cancer. We'll have the diabetes folks. All of the children's health care group will be there as well. Our young people are getting diabetes at an earlier and earlier age. And so, Ms. Primus, there's so much that we'll be doing, but the public has to help us. One other thing, our veterans. Let me just say, our veterans now need tremendous help. And there are people out there under the sound of my voice that know a veteran. So many are homeless now. They're sleeping under viaducts. They're sleeping in parked cars. Their relatives and family members to know. Well, I will have the hierarchy of the VA there. The head of the VA hospital will be there. Their technicians will be there to be able to help with the PTSD, which is very, very big. We're averaging now 20 veterans committing suicide every single day, many right here in Atlanta. So this is an emergency situation, largely because my fear is that we need to get everybody in, because once the Supreme Court steps further to the right, they're going to come after Obamacare, and that will eliminate the benefit to cover pre-existing conditions. So please come before that happens. I'm sorry to talk so long, but I got so much to say.
No, and one of the things. One of the things we do know is that if you get a screening and something is found, if it's found, you know, in the infancy of a challenge, if it's found at the beginning, you know, a small lump, you know, a slightly elevated PSA number, if you can find these things before they, you know, manifest in bigger challenges, not only is it easier to treat, but it's less expensive.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And failure to do that, that early detection of what you're talking about, is the main reason why our precious African-American women is the leading group that have the death rate from breast cancer, because we don't get that early detection. There's no group of women out there that are devastated more, that are dying so unnecessarily, than African-American women. And that's why that was the birth of that. My wife had breast cancer, and I knew that was the Lord's sign to me. And that happened just at the time before, just before I was elected to Congress. And if you have that breast cancer, you know what that is. It's constantly going to the doctor. It's getting those checkups. It's getting the chemotherapy, the radiation, all of that. So many doctor visits. But, you know, out there at Emory and at the doctors, I was with my wife every visit. There wasn't a time I wasn't. And I'm not saying that to somebody pat me on the back that I'm a good husband. I say that because the Lord was preparing me to do this work. Our health there was based upon the need to get early examinations for breast cancer, and particularly targeting our precious African-American women. And my wife said to me, David, the first thing you need to do when you get elected to Congress is have this health care. And so this is why. And each year, and he brought that, when you do God's work, he brings people to help you. I didn't know anything about it. Here comes Dr. Phillips, Rosabar Phillips. She's the one that did the breast cancer surgery on Monica Kaufman, our noted journalist, former journalist and great lady at WSB, and so many others. She is the champion, and the Lord brought her, and we partnered with her Sisters by Choice, and we helped raise money to get the mobile mammogram unit. But let me go further than that. Grady Hospital will be there. Emory, as I mentioned, Northside will be there. Southern Regional. All of these hospitals in the Atlanta area will be participating. All the doctors, renowned doctors, urologists will be there. Dentists will be there doing the examination. One word about dentistry. We got to get our young people in there, because so many of life-threatening diseases happens because you don't get that dental care early enough. And so the dentist will be there, the vision taking that, and blood pressure will be checked. Diabetes, AIDS exams, we partner with AIDS Atlanta. They will be there. So, again, it's August the 11th. Yeah, please get there early. Let me give everybody a phone number to call my office, and that's Congressman David Scott, and that number is 770-210-5073. That's 770-210-5073.
Congressman Scott, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today about this. As he mentioned, the health fair is taking place on August 11th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Mundy's Mill High School on Fayetteville Road in Jonesboro, Georgia. And for more information, you can call David Scott's office at 770-210-5073. Congressman Scott, I want to thank you not just for this event this year, for all of your work in ensuring that the citizens of our communities have access to some type of health care and health screening right down the street from where they live.
Thank you so much, Ms. Primus. And thanks to WCLK for your longtime partnership in this. We can do this without your help. God bless WCLK, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Congressman Scott. Take care.
Yes, Mayor. Bye-bye.